It's 11 o'clock now, and being the first Thursday of the month, this is the Rod feature, and this time it's music for voice and piano. Two Masterable Schubert interpreters, Mark Padmore, the tenor, Mitsuko Uchida, the pianist, have recorded Schubert's Schwanengesang and Beethoven's An die ferne Geliebte for the first time. And both of them, I must say, are excellent Schubert performances. For example, Mark Padmore won a gramophone award for his recording of Winterreise with Paul Lewis as his pianist then, back in 2010. He's also recorded the Dichtelieder of Schumann with Christian Bezuidenhout, the South African forte piano expert, as well as Lieder by Haydn and Mozart, also with Christian Bezuidenhout. And then Mitsuo Uchida has wonderful credentials as a Schubert and Beethoven pianist, because she's won awards for all sorts of things in the course of an amazing career. Two Grammy Awards, a Grammy nomination for her latest album, two Gramophone Awards, and two BBC Music Magazine Awards. And I've always loved her set of the Mozart piano concertos, all 27 of them, with the conductor whose name momentarily escapes me now. But anyway, she is a remarkable, remarkable pianist in many ways, and her Schubert sonatas are well worth listening to. So I was intrigued to hear what these Schubert Lieder sound like, Schwanengesang, as well as Beethoven's An die ferne. And needless to say, I was not disappointed. It's released by Decca, and I've always been a fan of Decca's recording techniques, and it's a lovely balance between voice and piano, with lots of air around it, so it doesn't feel as though the performances are either in your lap or too far away. So what I thought I'd do, and it's not often we get a new recording of Beethoven's cycle An die ferne Geliebte, which is the only song cycle he wrote, Opus 98. And so let's listen to the first of the Beethoven songs from the set of An die ferne Geliebte. And this is with Mark Padmore, tenor, and Mitsuko Uchida, piano.
Auf dem Hügel sieht sich spät in das blaue Nebelland, lacht in fernen Triften sehend, wo ich dich geliebt erfahr. Von dir geschieden, trennend liegen Berg und Tal, zwischen uns und unserm Frieden, unser Glück und unser Qual. Entweichend jeder Raum und jeder.
That's the first of the six songs which make up Beethoven's cycle, An die Ferne Geliebte, Opus 98. And on this new CD with Mark Padmore, the tenor there, and Mitsuko Uchida, piano. And you can hear just from that one song the incredible artistry there. Whoops. And in fact, a critic in the New York Times said that with a lifetime experience with this music, Uchida and Padmore are the perfect duo to interpret this magnificent repertoire. So the main work on the CD is the Schwanengesang by Schubert, his swan song, composed just before he died, and in fact published just after he died. And the cycle has a number of well-known songs in it, but arguably the most famous is Ständchen, the fourth song, which is the serenade. And here, listen again to the wonderful balance on the CD and the lovely playing of Mitsuko Uchida accompanying that light, beautiful tenor voice of Mark Padmore.
Die Brust bewegen, wie
one of the reasons I played that particular track, Stenekin, from the Schwanengesang by Schubert, is that only every now and again you hear a very slight intonation problem from Mark Padmore, but nothing enough to ruin the atmosphere of that rather beautiful song, The Serenade by Schubert, with Mitsuko Uchida piano. And so those are two excerpts from a new Decca release, just been released, featuring Mark Padmore and Mitsuko Uchida. And again, to quote a critic in the New York Times, it's difficult to avoid superlatives when writing about Mitsuko Uchida and Mark Padmore. And I would certainly agree with that. It was a wonderful experience listening to the Beethoven and to the Schubert, and I wouldn't be surprised if it goes on to win awards as the year goes by. So it's out on the Decca label and called Mark Padmore, Mitsuko Uchida, and the two song cycles. So that was Rodney Reviews for this month. The next one on the first Thursday of September.